Sadly, we can't travel back to the Cretaceous period and record actual dinosaur sounds, so a grad student at ASU settled for the next best thing. Courtney Brown created a Carithosaurus skull that was one of the dunk-billed dinos so she could simulate the sound it might have made when it walked the Earth more than 70 million years ago. She blows through a device to send air through the skull's nasal passages.
So this is like two skinny balloons attached to two brass tubes. But also, you can get very deep sounds with those too.
This might be a good time to mention Brown is not studying paleontology. She's actually studying interdisciplinary media and performance at ASU. And yes, she does play the dinosaur.
So I call it RAR. It's a musical instrument. So you can play it like a musical instrument. It makes different kinds of sound.
Brown got the idea while visiting a dinosaur museum where she heard recreations of dino calls based on CT scans of fossils. Her musical mind thought, why not make one of those fossils playable?
That would be the interesting part, is that I could make the skull and larynx and it could be a physical thing. Blow into the dinosaur. In a sense, you can become the dinosaur, much in the way when you like know how to play an instrument, you play an instrument, that instrument becomes a part of you.
The project received an honorary mention at the 2015 Pre-Ars Electronica, a competition for the fields of digital animation, art, culture, and music. Brown also travels with the skull to perform on stage.
Occasionally I can get like real melody type things, which is something that's only happened over lots of practicing.
She's headed to Virginia this week to perform a piece called How to Speak Dinosaur Courtship. It's an imaginary meeting between the Carithosaurus and a tuba. Here's a little bit of that offbeat romance with David Earle on tuba. You can see video of this performance at the show.kjzz.org.